The Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April the 26th, 2006. Israeli military court sentenced several Palestinian prisoners to jail. The army storms the Boron village town hall and invades Jenin camp, attack the house of a prisoner and arrest his son. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military court of Salem sentenced Palestinian detainees to incarcerations coupled with huge fines on Wednesday. The Prisoner Society reported in a press release that Ayem Masid from Jenin was sentenced to 18 months in jail and a $2,000 fine, while Mohammed Manasra from Bethlehem was sentenced to 6 months and a $2,000 fine. Also sentenced were Ali Al-Jabari for 16 months, again with a $2,000 fine, and Monia Jarrah for 3 months with a $500 fine. The Israeli forces stormed the Boron village town hall near the West Bank city of Nablus on Wednesday morning. Several army vehicles invaded the village and surrounded the town hall. Soldiers searched the offices, detained employees, checking ID cards in a provoking manner, eyewitnesses reported. Troops left the village, no arrests were made. The Israeli armed forces closed the main entrance to the east of Araba village near the West Bank city of Jenin Wednesday morning. Several army jeeps blocked the road and searched civilian cars. In order to arrive at their destination, residents were forced to take an agricultural side road, causing further delays to their journey. On Wednesday morning, Israeli troops arrested 12 residents from the West Bank city of Nablus during an ongoing military operation begun Tuesday morning. Soldiers conducted a wide-scale search across several neighbourhoods. Among the arrestees were 10 students from Al-Najjar University. Abul al-Amin Labada and his wife were also arrested to pressurise their wanted son to surrender, eyewitnesses reported. The city of Nablus and surrounding villages have been experiencing daily invasions, arrests and military operations for over 3 weeks now. Israeli forces invaded Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank on Wednesday morning and held some residents captive for interrogation, Palestinian sources reported. Troops demanded the residents provide information about the whereabouts of Ashraf and Mahmoud al-Saidi, two Islamic Jihad operatives, claimed to be wanted by Israeli security forces. Eyewitnesses said at least 20 vehicles invaded the camp in the early hours of the morning and surrounded the house of Basim al-Saidi, an Islamic Jihad leader who is currently in prison. Ibrahim, the wife of Basim al-Saidi and sister to Mahmoud, said that the troops entered the house, forced everybody out and held them there while they asked about Mahmoud and Ashraf.
At 3 a.m., the soldiers broke the outer door and fired sound bombs. They forced us out using loudspeakers. We got out of the house. One of the soldiers asked me if there is anyone inside the house. I told him that there was no one. He said, no, there is someone in the house. We will fire heavy guns at the house and we will destroy it. I said, do whatever you want. No one is there. They fired heavy guns and rounds of live ammunition until 5 a.m.
Troops arrested her son, Izzeddin al-Saidi, 18, to force Mahmoud to turn himself in. Despite the grave loss in property, the mother said the most important thing is that Mahmoud and Ashraf are safe. The Israeli soldiers stationed at Al-Bathan checkpoint, Nablus, closed it Wednesday morning. The checkpoint lies at the northeastern entrance of the city, and the closure prevents scores of residents from arriving to work and school, local sources reported. The closure of Al-Bathan checkpoint and the nearby main road causes increased use of other checkpoints around Nablus, creating further traffic problems and delays. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media website at www.imemc. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.